Good morning. We're continuing with the Adam Kalam and Zion, and we left off with one last point in Siman Aleph, and then we'll go to the Siman Beis. The Adam says that the Havaracham on who ain't Elaminik. So he points out that you answer Amen at the end of Ayachasreinu. Apparently, it was not so well known, this issue, and you answer Amen over there, and where the bracha ends, and they said these are Racham ones. So it wasn't clear where the correct place to say the bracha Amen. So the Chayyadim says, no, that's the end of the bracha, and you answer Amen over there. Then he says, the harachamon, hu eina el a minig. They're saying the rachamon, that's a minig. Now this minig, we have to be very careful with this minig. This minig is mentioned, which I mentioned before, this minig was mentioned already by in the Siddur Raramram going, which means already from the time of the Ga'onim, this idea of saying the harachamon was mentioned. In the Machzor Bitri, it mentions these harachamons, which is a Talmud of Rashi. So they had the minig ready in Bogle. They had the minig in France ready to say these harachamons. So this is a minig kadum, a very, very early minig of Klal Yisrael. Now, why do we say these harachamons over here? So the Mefarshim explained, because in the schus of doing a mitzvah, we can then ask Kadosh Baruch Hu, make a bakasha. We've done a mitzvah. We thank the Kaddish Baruch Hu. We did a mitzvah deraisa of saying Birkos Hamazon. So at that point in time, it is appropriate to we can then look for a special siyata deshmaya from the Kaddish Baruch Hu that wants to bestow goodness upon us because we've done a mitzvah, and we have a right to do that. Now, that seems to be a little bit strange. We want to take advantage of our mitzvahs for our own benefit. So the first thing we do is you say that our first three rachamans are for the benefit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the person should be merlech on us, the person's name should be exalted, etc. And even the ones which we continue are along the lines of the idea of benching, not a general concept. We already mentioned in the benching itself that we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be farness us, etc., which is what benching is about. So we continue along those lines. And then the Rachamon of being with Orta Balabais, we mentioned in the previous Siman, can you use that Harachamon, which the Machlokes Bitri seems to use that Harachamon in place of the Birkos HaReach of the Gemara, and he places it there as opposed to immediately adjacent to the end of Ayachasreinu, which is where the Rambam puts it. And we mentioned that there's different menhagim in regards to that, what to do with that. Brisker Rob was knowing, based on the Rambam, to make sure they said the Birkos HaReach immediately after Ayachasreinu. The Machzor Bitri seems to put it later, comfortable putting it later on. So it's Machlokes Rishonim, where the placement is, and do you have to use the Nusach of the Gemara, which the Mishnah Berurah finds it strange to use a different Nusach other than that of the Gemara. But the idea of being revoked about the bias is something which the Gemara talks about in context of benching, so we're asking for a tefillos. We're not just asking stam tefillos, the tefillos which seem to make sense in context of benching, and therefore it's appropriate to say these harachamons at that point in time. Okay, we're continuing on to the next siman. So the Chayyadim says, the fisha birkos hamazon hi daraisa, ficha kol safek she is tapik bo chayv levorek, kedin kol safek daraisa lochumra. So if a person is not sure if he benched, so normally we have a general rule of safek brachos nekula. We don't mind you saying a bracha misafek, because maybe it's a bracha batala. And on the one hand, you have a chiyuv to say a bracha, let's say a chiyuv with a bracha derabanan. You can't eat without the bracha on the one hand. On the other hand, if you're not mechiyuv in the bracha, you're ready to rejoice to the bracha. This is a bracha batala, which is also to do. So Chazal gave us a rule of safek brachos lahaka, or makel and safek brachos. But over here by benching, that's not true, because it's a mitzvah deraisa, safek deraisa lechumra, and you have to bench. So if a person has any safek about benching, he would have to bench. I do want to point out in the rule of safek brachos lahaka, there's a machlokes between the marshal and the marshal in Masechtas Pesachim, in the last parak in Arbi Pesachim. It says safek brachos lahaka. So you can't make a bracha misafik. Does it mean you're allowed to eat without a bracha? The Gemara says, in brachas, the meaning of the sixth parak, you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. So I understand we're not going to make you make a bracha of Yisofik. We're not going to allow you to make a bracha of Yisofik. But maybe you can't eat. So the Marshal says you can't eat. Yeah, that's very nice. So you have to create a situation where you would be vadai chayv in a bracha to allow you to eat. So a person can create a situation of a hesek hadas or shini makom or those type of things, which we're going to see later on, which are mechayev him a brand new bracha, and then he'd be able to eat because the body is chayev in a bracha. But he can't make a bracha misafik, but he can't eat misafik. The Mashal disagrees. He says included in some brachas lahakol was chazal, which would mechayev you to make a bracha before you eat, is included in that. In a case where you can't make a bracha, you're allowed to eat without the bracha. So that's mechalikus and understanding of some brachas lahakol. My benching, that's never going to be relevant because it's always a bracha afterwards. So that whole discussion is irrelevant. But either way, we say by benching, the suffered the rice of the chumrah, and a person has to bench. Any situation where he's not sure if he benched or if he was